WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. The much-hyped release of the movie Dick Tracy next week is being accompanied by the release of three related recordings. You'll be able to get the film's soundtrack by Danny Elfman, who also did the soundtrack for last summer's blockbuster Batman, and a Dick Tracy album with artists ranging from Take Six to K.D. Lang. But already in the stores is Madonna's new album, inspired by the movie. She, of course, is one of the stars. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Come over here. Some girls, they like candy, and others, they like to grind. I'll settle for the back of your hand, somewhere on my behind. Treat me like I'm a bad girl, even when I'm being good to you. I don't want you to thank me, you can just spank me.
Madonna may be the world's most interesting pop star, but that doesn't always mean she makes the world's most interesting music. I'm Breathless, music from and inspired by the film Dick Tracy. That's the darn thing's full name. Sounds like the kind of experiment an artist can feel compelled to conduct after making so many records in the same style. In Madonna's case, that style has been dance music, but her experiment is to see if she can stretch her style to accommodate older pop forms.
I'm going bananas, and I feel like my poor little mind is being devoured by piranhas, but I'm going bananas. Who knows? Could be the traffic heat on something that I eat that makes me gonzo. I do carry on to but I'm going bananas. Someone book me a room in the house and end up with all my bananas. But I'm going bananas. Oy, 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 oy.
That's I'm going bananas. In Dick Tracy, Madonna plays slinky nightclub singer Breathless Mahoney. Accordingly, most of I'm Breathless is a series of genre exercises, attempts to write new versions of 30s and 40s pop songs. Only two of the album's 12 cuts are actually in the movie. One of them is this song, written by Stephen Sondheim. It's a duet with Mandy Patinkin, who plays her piano player in the film.
But what if she goes? At least now you have part of her. What if she had to choose?
Leave it alone.
Hold it all in.
Better a bone. Don't even begin with so much to win. There's too much to lose.
In general, I'm Breathless is a bold idea, an admirable one, but there's no reason why we have to applaud it or fake enthusiasm for what is essentially a betrayal of Madonna's best talents. Some fans are praising the record as an answer to all her skeptics, as proof that Madonna can really sing. I don't think Madonna fans should be so defensive.
Got my diamonds, got my yacht, got a guy I adore. I'm so happy with what I got. I want more. Count your blessings. One, two, three. I just hate keeping score. Any number is fine with. I find counting a bore. Keep the number mounting, your account knows the counting.
More, more.
I got
rhythm, music too.
Listen, questions of technical prowess are always the last refuge of pop culture Philistines. The notion of whether Madonna can really sing matters about as much as whether Andy Warhol painted those soup cans by hand. What does matter is the final creation, its artistic achievements, pleasures, or lack of them. On these terms, Madonna's earlier hits make her an entirely successful artist. She didn't need to prove herself. I'm Breathless contains one non-period piece, the hit single Vogue. It's certainly not great, but she sings it without self-consciousness, and it's the best song on the album.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. Fresh air.